Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, I don't really know. Have you seen how hairy I am?
Oh, he's got to be worried beard on this morning, though.
He just got in from the old country league this
morning.
Salt
and pepper beard.
After playing from Cork this morning. Great laugh there for a couple of days.
Should we not run down the hill there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Running commentary.
It's running commentary. It's July. It's sunny. It's wonderful.
Dawkinson and Rob Deering.
Yeah, it's
really nice.
We haven't seen each other for ages.
It's been a while, hasn't it? We had a week off, didn't we?
And Paul just got off the plane there from Cork this morning.
Literally just popped off the plane this morning.
Just this morning.
I had a 5 o'clock, not a 5 o'clock flight, but a 5 o'clock call to get on the plane, so I'm a bit tired out. Bit ropey, couple of nights in Cork. I wasn't gigging. I was just like watching Michael and telling him how funny he was.
Excellent.
Which is not hard.
No,
it's not hard work.
No, I know that's you're more a guru than that. But I've been directing some Edinburgh shows, and when they're good,
yeah,
it's very straightforward, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
And but it's valid.
Yeah.
You know, one of the people I'm working with at the moment came off stage after a really good show on Sunday night, which I went to.
Right.
With my wife, and we had a drink, so we were behaving like, you know, real people.
Yeah.
And laughed all the way through.
Nice, yeah.
And then they came off and said, oh, I don't think I might change it, I don't know if that's working. And we just went, no, it was excellent, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Job done.
Yeah. There's always a tendency to tinker, isn't there?
To tinker with stuff and never leave it.
We
know as comedians, it's that sense of changing and kind of writing and fiddling and adding.
I'll literally
go out and buy musical instruments rather than just honing the jokes, you know, hitting the dots. Well, I took a picture there because we're running down the middle of the road. It's not this tarmac. It's not new anymore, but it's nice.
It's not new, but it's still nice.
Where are we going to go today and how far?
Just round up. We'll way up.
Hello.
We'll go around Ali Pali.
How close should we go to that scary reversing line?
Yes, yeah. Lurching out of control.
On that hill.
Maybe Ali Pali and then into Highgate Wood and round. Maybe about seven.
I like about 7 miles. I like that.
I'm feeling a bit of a slight hernia limp. I've had that a little bit sometimes. Just when I set off, it's just a bit stiff and then it warms up. How about you? How's your fitness? And
good, actually. Because, after the last time we went away.
After the one when I went away. Right.
I had a kind of week off last week, but it was like a taper week.
Yeah.
So I didn't stop running.
Right.
I just really took my foot off the pedal. I didn't do any, I did the lightest of stretching, no exercise and no planking.
Right.
And I didn't do loads of running. I went out for like a 5 and a 6.
Yeah.
And then went and did a park run.
Nice. Which park run did you do?
I did Portobello, Edinburgh, which we've
I
talked about doing ages ago.
Right.
And then blew out.
Yeah.
So a couple of pleasingly eagle-eyed listeners were like, oh, you made it at last.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago or something.
Right.
I said I was going to do it. And I met Fran, who was the person who came online the other day asking for advice about how to do a 24-hour run.
Right.
She was there, so that was good.
Yeah.
And Paul Meyerhog, comedian.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
he came.
Oh, good for him.
So it was
fantastic.
A really nice dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you the parkrun review, because it's great, that Portobello parkrun. It's
busy.
It's busy and well supported. Yeah. Feels like a real community, you know.
Like,
I think that generally, the parkruns you know, it is more a sense of people who always go to that one, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And
you find the one you like. Yeah.
It did have it. It's kind of exemplary, you know.
Right.
It's a three lapper.
Yeah.
And we said it before, a three lap park run is something. I say it's a locals park run. It's very nice to be a visitor at a three lap park.
Yeah.
Because you have one lap to learn it.
Yeah.
One lap to do it.
And then
one lap
to race.
To hold it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a really nice.
Yeah.
And it's a very good course. It's in this park. That was where you're running in the opposite direction through a river, and then you cross it and come back in the same direction as the river.
Right.
And it's like you do that three times. It's like a kind of reverse letter B.
Right.
So on the way out to the turn, you go capital letter B the wrong way around, yeah?
Right.
So on the way out to the turn, you go a little bit further.
Right.
Than you do on the way back.
Okay.
So every lap, you can kind of put your foot down to the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there are also a couple of really short, absolutely tiny, but sharp little hills.
Yeah.
On the on the return, including at the end.
There's something about hills on a park run that you sort of, I find myself resenting a bit.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. It's unfair, obviously.
I know what you mean. Well, I think on a run of that distance, you want to kind of, there's something, you're trying to put out something.
You want
steady.
To get a time, don't you? You want to get a steady.
Really fast, but also, yeah, the best way to get a fast time is to go steady, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, just seeing people who know the run really hitting that hill at the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. You know, from the people coming in the significant sub-20s to people running, you know, over a half an hour.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
if they knew the run, they're really leaning into it. It was kind of like a...
So was the hill near the end, was it?
Yeah, just right at the end there.
Yeah.
You see people hammering up it, really giving, you know, it's like a little lesson in...
A bit like that one in Birmingham, isn't it?
Yes, very like that. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that, that's right. So that was lovely. And nice to do it with Paul Meyerhog, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Funny fella.
And was it fun? You enjoyed it?
Yes.
Tempo.
Yeah, it wasn't... I've lost a little bit of pace.
Yeah.
Since the Leeds Canal Council, but it's not that long ago, and I might have Lyme disease, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, we noticed this... We noticed this bite.
Look at it. It's actually looking quite good today, because it was really red this morning. It's got better.
Yeah.
But look at the size of it.
There's almost like a football-shaped mark on Rob's.
Yeah, it's on my thigh. It's about the size of my thigh.
Yeah, it's big. Because when you first pointed it out to me, I thought it looked a little bit potentially dangerous.
Yeah, and when I got to Darlington after that weekend in Edinburgh, which is, you know, so... 2 weeks had passed since Leeds.
Yeah.
I started Googling Lyme disease, you know, obviously hypochondria and paranoia that way lie. You got this white thread hanging off you. I keep thinking it's a wire.
Do you want to?
Wait, let me get it for you. You're wearing a white t-shirt there.
I know.
I thought we didn't like those.
Right, here we go.
But you're okay with it.
Summer.
Yeah, summer t-shirt. Okay, nice. Yeah, and I looked it up and I was like, yeah, this is definitely a tick bite.
Right.
So I went to, but then I found out the long and the short of it, which is the tick only gives you Lyme disease if the cow or deer it's been nibbling on.
Right.
Had Lyme disease.
Right.
Or whatever the animal equivalent is.
So it was a tick, but with the tick itself wasn't suffering from Lyme disease.
Yeah, the tick was fine.
Yeah.
It's a healthy tick.
The tick just fancied a little nip.
So, and the other thing is, as I said, it must have bitten me through the lycra bit of my shorts.
Right.
Because normally the tick stays.
Oh, God.
Leaves its head, either whole self or its jaws in the hole.
Mm, lovely.
So that didn't happen.
I had
either.
A lovely bit of grub on the canal run, you know.
Oh, grub. I left my grubs in the wound. So basically, it definitely is a tick bite.
Right.
And it's pretty scary the way it looks and everything.
Yes.
But because I'm not ill.
You're just battling on.
Shouldn't really be anything to worry about. The guy in Darlington said, I could give you some money, bionics.
All right. So you went to...
Don't think I need you if you're so fit.
So you went to another doctor. Did you go and see a doctor in Darlow?
I did.
Was it Sarah Milliken?
Sarah Milliken.
Yeah.
Oh,
take a
pet.
Look at it. Let me have a look.
And then I'm on BBC One.
I might have to extract the serum with my teeth. Although my accent is veering towards the Welsh. You had notice to run into Wales! And now we've offended the whole of Britain!
You went to a doctor.
Just got that, that
you went
plane
to a doctor.
Back there from Cork, just as
half
of the plane there, welcome. Talking about the nips and the grubs on his upper thigh there.
So you went to Darlow to a...
I went to Darlow to a doctor. He was very flattering. He was looking at the thing.
Yeah.
Looked at the... You know, I went in my running
stuff. To the thing.
I wanted to. He didn't look at my thing. All right. yeah. That's what they all do, isn't it? Paraphrasing the Friends episode about the tailor. Yeah, that's what tailors do. In prison. I am... So
he had a look at the thing.
And while he was having a look at the bite, he also kind of put his thermometer in my ear.
Right.
I think it was a thermometer.
Yeah.
And tested my blood pressure.
Numbers good?
Really good. He said, you can tell you're a runner. That's a really good heart rate.
That's always one of the advantages, isn't it? Of being, did it?
Get it?
Of being a runner. Is that you get to mildly surprise doctors when they take your number.
Yeah, particularly
take
when
your numbers.
Being a runner of a certain age, I think, is the bit that you don't want. Exactly. But you know what? It's got me slightly worried.
Right.
Because I am a bit of a... I am quite a fit, strong machine.
Yes.
Like, my wife had a bad cold a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I had the germ. And I never got a cold properly.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit worried. I've got Lyme disease, and it's just really taking its time to
manifest.
Because the bite is still there. It's getting bigger and bigger.
So was it an actual doctor, or was it just some bloke in a pub you met in Darwin?
Is there a difference?
Yeah,
no, I went to
Wales. Not much in Darlow, no.
Sorry, Darlow.
Yeah.
Had a good, great time up there.
Dr. Darlow.
Favourite place. I went for a nice run in Darlow. I ran that day.
Right.
He said, definitely not Lyme disease, you're free. Mm. And I ran, you know, for a few hours I was happy. And I was paranoid again by the end of the day. But I ran through the Rockwell walk along the river there.
Right.
Under the Skern Bridge.
Nice.
Very nice. Although Rockwell had hit in the 80s with, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Ain't got no Lyme disease.
And wonder what's biting me now.
So basically you don't know whether you've got Lyme disease.
No, of course I haven't got it. Right. I might have
What happens if you get it? Is it really
it's
bad?
It's hard to get rid of it.
Right.
Initially you get like the flu.
Right.
You get very achy.
Yeah.
Aching neck, headache,
right.
Aching joints, and then that can get really bad and it can last like forever.
Right.
And it can turn into things that are even worse than that. So
God.
It could be bad,
right?
But for as long as I'm not ill, I'm not ill.
Yes, yeah.
So there we are.
Good. Well, let's hope that'll be...
Pretty bad luck as well. So, you know, people might be thinking, putting together everything, I'm not doing that canal canter. But you really are... supposed to be in the long grass to get bitten by a tick.
Yes,
I so wasn't.
Right.
This was an ambitious tick.
Yes.
That managed to get
off-grid
out
tick.
Of the grass, onto the towpath, and up my blooming shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, well done, tick. Tick.
Right little nibbler. Tick for the tick.
Ah! And then, actually, on that run back from A&E, I ran along the river, followed the path, past Horton Green, where I was staying.
Yeah.
And then it got to this lovely grassy field. And I just posted that nice picture of you last year.
Right,
in Oxfordshire, do you remember?
Yes, yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going into a grassy field. Bite me once.
Yes.
I said, I missed it once, bitten.
So you... So you did a bit of running up north. You were back in North Allerton.
Yeah, I didn't run there. I ran there before.
Yeah,
but I just did the show there. I like North Allerton Station.
You know, the station?
Yeah, because you can leave. No, it's because it's right in the middle of nowhere.
It's very popular.
The trains don't stop very often, and I just have such summer memories. After we did that Osmotherly run, just standing on the platform there and sort of stretching a bit, and it was like. It was like the one in the poem, you know, the Adolf Drop poem about the train stopped at the station.
Oh, all right, yes. Yeah.
It's a good old North Allerton, but I didn't spend very long there.
I do remember my dad dropping me off there to go to Manchester to study.
Yes.
It's a funny old place, though, isn't it, North Allerton?
Yeah.
It's a bit in the middle of stuff, isn't it?
That's right.
But not quite. It's not particularly strong identity. I have been told to give a shout to Club Amadeus, which I did used to go to, one club in North Allen.
Yeah,
which we did used to go to.
It's a pretty cool name, isn't it, Club Amadeus?
Yeah,
it sounds like something out of a film. You know, whereas considering the moment from the reference, it sounds like what in any other town would have been called Downtown Manhattan.
Yes, or, you know. I think it did change its name, actually. I'm trying, racking my brains now to think what it was originally called.
Yeah. Club Wolfgang.
But yeah, it was the the place to be, as in the only place open.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Club Taboo?
Place to
I
be.
Think it might be.
Not in a good way. Club Taboo is much more
I think it might
have
been Club Taboo.
Yeah. You're not supposed to talk about that.
Right.
Do you remember Taboo and Mirage?
Yes.
Two drinks that were available before a variety
I'll
of drinks.
Taboo. Taboo.
You've got two flavors of drinks. You know, one or the other. That's classy. So, well, let's sum up the running. So I did Portobello Park Run.
Yeah.
I did the lovely run from Darlow INE up the river.
Aye.
Don't go in any grassy fields.
Up the river.
And then, where the hell was I later in the week?
Where the blazes was I?
What the bloody hell did you think you'd
do? Do you know what, I mean? I'm wondering whether we just go straight up here.
All right, then, straight
just,
up.
Just cuts a little bit off. It's just because...
As you said it, I know people are very aware of these magpies, because... I'd never shut up about that. I can't believe that one just walking through there, just talking away into a microphone.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Ignorant.
Why would you do that?
So it's quite hot today, isn't it?
You said, let's run straight to the hill, and one for sorrow just flew past.
Right.
So this could be sorrow-inducing. It might be on this climb that the line to these really kicks in.
Yeah.
It's kind of halfway
up.
Well,
it is quite a brutal hill, this.
The other run, right?
Yeah.
Matlock.
All right.
I was doing Matlock on last Friday.
Yeah,
I got there early. Matlock's gorgeous. It's really pretty. I was staying in a place called the High Tor Hotel.
Yeah.
What I didn't realise till I get there, it's High Tor.
Yeah.
It's like a tour. It's like, it looks like El Capitan. It's
right.
This massive rock above the River Derwent.
Yeah.
And it's all lovely. There's a little satellite town of Matlock called Matlock Bath.
Right.
And it's all Victorian. It's like a Victorian park, except it's all just along the river there. So you can take a boat out on the river.
I saw the
There's a bandstand.
Yeah.
And then I ran along there. And then there's a cable car by High Tor. Oh. I ran to the top of the tour. There isn't a fence.
Right.
You could really, if you were making good pace,
yeah,
that'd be the end of that.
That'd be it.
There's no Thelma and Louise on there. And so then down after the other tour, over the other tour, Pick Tor.
Right.
There's a war memorial. And I came over the top and there was a beautiful church with a mansion house on the hill.
Yeah.
It's really gorgeous.
It is nice up there, yeah.
So yeah, look forward to running there again. Lucky me. What about
beautiful.
You? What running have you been doing the last couple of weeks?
Well, I was in Devon. And I was just doing a little hour loop in Devon.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful round Baggy Point by Croyd.
Oh, I know it.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I just did that a few times.
Great.
Still a bit recovering, but feeling better.
Quite flat, any?
No, really hot, really hilly.
Yeah.
Lots of hills, really hot. Good for fitness.
Yeah.
Felt good, yeah.
Yeah, good. Keep talking.
Yeah, this is good.
Tell me a story.
This hill is a right evil little fella, isn't it?
You on the hill.
Really smart, sleek.
The thing about this is we're going up hill. Hills don't really come out. And the other thing that often doesn't come out is running. A couple of times recently,
yeah,
people have posted pictures of me running.
Right.
They're not good pictures.
Right.
They're making me sad. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind.
What, you don't like the
go
way you
life.
Look when you're running, sort of thing?
Oh, my God. There's a picture near the end of the Canal Cancer.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm standing.
Right.
Not running.
Yeah.
I'm winking one eye.
Right.
Grinning in a failed attempt to look happy and relaxed. And I look like my grey hair with the grey clothes and the grey shoes. And my shoulders are up in my ears.
It's
look incredibly fat for someone.
That's
really not carrying much extra weight.
That's
it's horrible.
That's quite tough, isn't it, sometimes, seeing how you are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, just when you thought you
leave us in our delusion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw Billy Joel on telly a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, you're a rock star, you know, pop. musician, you go to the studio, you make up a song, you record it. They give you the money, you got all the instrument, you know, session musicians. But you're the man, you get to sing it.
Yeah.
You finish it off, it sounds great. They take you into the studio, you make a proper movie for it, you know.
Yeah.
They got green screen, they got dancers, actors all around you. And they think, God, I'm a real proper rock star now.
Yeah.
And they release that, and then you see it.
Yeah.
Like, who's that little fella? Who's that ugly little bloke?
And it's you.
And that's Billy Joel. And that's exactly how, because, you know, when I run, like, yeah, I'm Matt Damon on the beach in the Bourne Supremacy. That's who I am. And then I thought that was, at least that's just how I looked at the end of the Canal Ganser. So fair enough, it was a tough run. But there's a picture from the...
Can we go to the boating lake?
Yeah. Portobello Park run.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't even on the last lap. Lap two. Look like I'm standing, pale grey, shoulders in the ears. Look, we made it to the top. We've got to get this in London. Whew, look at that. Wowee.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's I don't mind. Do please post pictures of me, but just know that.
I'm not suck it in, fellas. There we go. The big city.
Because we've been well rewarded for picking up Instagram again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's out there, got some nice pictures. And it's totally understandable that people don't always see the pictures on Acast because they're busy running, you know.
Yes, yeah.
You can be out running and our pictures are coming up on your phone, but it's in your pocket. Although you don't have to be running to listen to the podcast.
No, you don't.
We've established that.
We've established that lots of people aren't.
Yeah. Although I think Andy's saying, you know, it comes in on the Thursday, goes to run on Thursday night and listens to it.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
That is really nice.
That makes you feel...
It's nice if you... Anyone's appointment podcast, that's lovely, isn't that's it? Right.
And equally, if you're listening right now...
Because it's
certainly
an appointment for us.
Yeah. It's a disappointment.
Every week for the last 3,000 years.
if you're listening right now, in the comfort of your car or in the bath, we'll try and keep the breathing to a minimum.
Yeah. So it's a sort of... It's a vaguely transitional phase for both of us, isn't it? I'm rest and recuperating. You're waiting to start training.
Yes.
For your next marathon.
Yeah, well, I kind of... Exactly that. It felt like a... Definitely a week off last week with it. And then when I went out doing that run round Matlock.
Yeah.
That was quite a short run. You know, it was only a couple of miles, lots of hills.
Yeah.
But I took them really slow, kept stopping and taking pictures and stuff.
Right.
And I just felt strong, you know.
That sounds
good. And even then, I had a week off drinking, which is great.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And when I had a drink, I felt like I could handle it, you know.
Right.
It was like, it almost was the exception to prove the rule. Because that was on Sunday, a couple of pints.
We said it before, but I'm consistently surprised how much better one feels when one's
that's right.
Not drinking.
It's because we don't want it to be true.
Yeah, it's such old, boring, but startling information you're experiencing.
Right. It's almost as if I knew this all along.
Yeah.
But I went out on Monday.
Yeah.
And I did one of my sort of classic 7-mile runs from a house.
Yeah.
But I chose the one that's ripe for a... negative split.
Right, okay.
And I did it. I went out fast.
Yeah.
And I ran, you know, steadily fast all the way and faster in the second half.
That's great.
So that is the beginning of the aforementioned marathon training.
Yes.
And then this Sunday coming, I'm doing the Shoreditch 10K.
Oh, wow.
So we need to talk
about it. So you're back on it.
I've got a feeling we're taking a brief production break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, the Shoreditch 10. That's going to quite intense, isn't it? That's going to be quite...
Yeah, they sent me in my T-shirt. That's a white top, so you're happy in the white T-shirt. As I've said, I've seen a few photos of myself recently, and none of them make me think I should be out and about in the hippest part of London wearing a white T-shirt. But there we go. That's the way it's going to be.
The map is not the territory, mate. The picture's not the athlete. You've got the motor. You'll show all them hipsters a clean pair of heels.
Just
and which way we go? Can we go through that?
Well, there's one way to find out, isn't there, Paul?
I think.
No, we've got stuck there before.
No, I think it's not that way.
Yeah. I enjoyed that, though. You quoted Ronin and then said, show the hipsters a clean pair of heels. Yeah. I'll have new shoes.
Yeah.
I have finally. Say goodbye to these shoes, which have served me so well.
Great.
But I do think that recently I've been sometimes thinking, oh, my heels hurt. Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because my shoes haven't got any cushioning in them at all anymore.
I
don't know how far back these go, but they must have run... easily run 3 marathons, maybe 4.
Right.
It's time for
it's hard to let go, isn't it? But of course you have to.
Well, particularly when you can't find any new ones.
Yeah.
So they're coming in this afternoon, new shoes.
Nice.
That should give me the extra 5 minutes I need.
That'll be great, yeah. Isn't the Shoreditch 10K one of those like really expensive ones that everyone complains
about? Yeah, it was tiringly expensive.
Right.
So I'm hoping for a wonderful
fast time,
experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, it cost a fair few quid. That's for sure. But I do.
It's always a bit of a shame, isn't it?
I do like a fiercely well-organised run.
Yes, yeah.
Just annoying, apart from anything else, because it prices people out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does,
demographically skewed.
Yes.
I think I'll be old there.
Do you think
so? Like it's going to be a hipster's run.
Right.
I don't know, we'll go and then we'll see.
Yeah, let's see.
But in terms of the run, I think it's a nice moment because it's that classic kind of yin and yang.
Yeah.
Possibility that I could go quite fast.
Yeah.
But...
through a kind of not caring kind of vibe.
Yeah, but it would be difficult because I haven't done that distance for a while. I'm a bit slow going back to the marathon.
Yeah.
But I feel good after a week off. I've done a couple of... park runs, it's much further than park run, but it's not as far as I ran fast the other day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of all up in here. It'll be a good finger in the wind.
To me, it seems you live your life like a finger in the wind.
Never know if you're in Shoreditch till you get back in.
And you're being chased by hipsters, but they can't catch you. Your beard.
See, that's why I've tried to grow a beard ahead of the Shoreditch 10K. And as you can see, it's really coming in.
Really
I look like Brian Blessed.
Yeah. I've got a... I'm on the verge of a holiday.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to do some good training there because we've got 5-6 days lakeside north of Montreal. It's perfect because... there's a lovely, like, 5K, 10-mile as well loop round the lake. It's 3 miles around the lake. All really nice, soft surface underfoot.
I've got to say, though, you're always trying to trump me, and I got this whole kind of sheep tick thing. I think you're going to stage a mountain lion attack.
Yeah. You haven't seen me in nature. I'm fairly timid. I like running through it. But it's also... so you got the running there... you've also got the lake. You've got like a lake about 1,000 yards across.
Yeah.
Which we swim across. I'll be swimming across there and back every day.
Nice.
Because which will be really good for my hernia and stuff.
You want to get your
and the running. Out. I'm just hoping it'd be really good for me. And also nothing else to do. You buy a lake. It's really boring. So.
Well, you'll be reading some books.
Yeah. So that should be good.
Talking of the culture.
Yeah.
We had a nice theatre review last time about the Lehman Brothers. And you've been to the theatre again since, I understand.
Yeah, I saw... I'm trying to go to the theatre more often because I always love the theatre.
It's such a big fan of the theatre. It's
not the theatre. I love the theatre.
It's the experience. It doesn't really matter what you see. It's just the sitting time spent there. In the company of other...
the pokey toilets, the sense of tension as the bell approaches.
The flossing old man.
Yeah, the flossing old man.
I was thinking when you told me that story that he was cleaning his teeth, but I realise now that maybe he was doing a fashion dance from a year or two ago.
But I went to see...
Is this the right way?
This is not. Yeah, this is the right way.
Are you sure?
I went to see the new David Mamet play, Bitter Wheat.
With Malkovich.
With John Malkovich. And I traditionally...
Malkovich.
And I traditionally loved David Mamet.
And what's your favourite previous Mamet?
Glengarry Glen Ross, yes. And what was that film that everyone watched and really liked?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
The Glengarry Glen Ross. I like that one as well. I like the film version.
The Untouchables is David Mamet.
Yeah, The Untouchables, Things Change. He's a good writer.
Yeah.
And Bitter Wheat, the first half, I'd heard slightly dodgy things about the play, but the first half was great. Back on form, Malkovich playing an appalling character, but with absolute commitment.
Yep.
Really funny in a kind of dark way.
Yep.
Based on
it's kind of Hollywood-y, isn't it?
Yeah, based on Harvey Weinstein,
like
really.
Weinstein.
What? I always get confused with that. Steen. That's one that Weinstein.
I think you're Weinstein. Getting mixed up with that bit from
Weinstein.
Reeves and Mortar. Weinstein.
Wind your bobbin up. And it was absolutely perfect. All set up for his comeuppance in the second half. Perfectly pitched.
School trip behind us, you can probably hear. And a rising voice of child protest at Paul's Theatre.
Yeah. And, so it was lovely. Sense of real excitement at the interval.
Yeah.
And then the second half, absolutely appalling.
Just no good.
It was like he'd given up. It was like he'd just got drunk.
Yeah.
It was like sixth formers had decided to turn it all into farce. It really was. I've never seen such a bad second half
of a
play.
So kind of worse.
Absolutely appalling.
Than if it had been bad all the way through.
Yeah, completely.
Because they built up a kind of cliff top of disappointment for you to dive off.
Completely, yeah. It was... it left the audience... The second half was about 30 minutes long.
And did you feel like everyone
stunned.
Agreed?
Yeah. It left the audience palpably stunned. Yeah, amazing.
That's a horrible, brilliant moment when you're in a situation like that and you can feel as the thing finishes. You can feel the audience go, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just feel it. I went to see Hail Caesar, the Coen Brothers film.
Right.
At a nice little local artsy cinema.
Yeah.
You know, I never wanted to like it so much.
Right.
And it's such a beautiful...
Because there's a lot of good feeling
for the film. And... But the story's not interesting and there aren't any jokes.
Right, yeah.
And then suddenly it finished and we all went,
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, with Bitter Wheat, there's that feeling of like, you sense the ending approaching from about 10 seconds before the end. There's a kind of disbelief that they're actually going to call that an
that
ending
is gonna be
and
the
end
ending.
It there. It's
yeah,
kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
And then the curtain call, and it's like...
And really short as well, like you say. If the second half is only...
Yes, it's half an hour, yeah. The first half was about 55 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like he'd given up.
Does feel like he thought, I'll do an emperor later.
Yeah.
And never did it.
And obviously no one... And Malkovich did his best.
Yeah.
And a decent catch. Yeah. And he was fantastic. Malkovich in the first half.
Malkovich.
And two sets to love... Malkovich, have you been watching that?
God, I love the tennis.
Yeah. I saw Coco's little run.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And
it's good to see Andy Murray back in the mixed doubles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But also Serena Williams' singles game yesterday.
Right.
Against Risk. God, it was a good game.
Was it really good?
Risk is really strong and interesting. Really wrong-footing all her opponents this week. And then she gave Serena Williams a real run for her money.
Right.
But Serena Williams, she hasn't got that kind of relentless perfection that you sometimes get from Nadal or Federer. But she's so good.
Yes.
And she's good. And then when you push her, when she's like loses a little bit, she kind of gets better.
She can have a
and
next
gets
level.
Better. When she digs deep, she just keeps digging.
It's like me in a park run.
Yeah.
Just got that extra level. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 15 minutes. 15-minute tonks and open the last 500 meters, you go, ah,
never.
And, you know, so she's...
No, she's great. She's amazing.
And so, you know, forceful. It's so, we were really joking yesterday because she always comes off and says, oh, it's been so lovely. It's been such a beautiful
really
day.
Really demure.
Really wonderful opponent. So
and
grateful.
And then they show a clip from the match and she goes,
just ripping, come on! Ripping out the spine of her opponent and eating it on court one.
Yeah, she's ferocious, isn't she?
But yeah, just
ferocious
fantastic.
Competitor.
I wanted to see her and Konta in the semis, but Anna Konta went out.
Did she? Right.
And then a guy at the press conference said, well, you could paraphrase what he asked. His question was could be paraphrased as, but don't you think it's to some extent your fault? Don't you think you should have tried a bit harder on some of those points?
Right.
And she was like, what are you saying to me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he said, I'm just asking. And he wasn't
that's
just
crazy,
asking. He was really telling her off. And she completely called him out. She said, I think it's really disrespectful what you're
of
doing.
Of course
I'm
it
a professional doing my job and it's up to me, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad she did, but crazy.
Although this one guy, Tomic, got fined his appearance fee for not trying hard enough, didn't he, in the first round?
Did he?
Yeah, he lost the first set 6-4 and then lost the next two. And they just said, they just didn't even pay him.
Yeah, right.
They're just like, because you do get those people just tanking it. They just they get paid for being there. They don't think they're going to have a good tournament.
Oh, this is nice. Sorry, just look, it is really. We are stopping again, but we're on that terrace between Ali Pali and Muswell Hill, and it's the best place. And also, we've come at it in the opposite direction. It's just really caught me by surprise.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's like when you watch Wimbledon, they have that. You see the London skyline in the
distance. It's nice to hit it a different way.
It's right. Oh, terrible.
You're coming back on yourself.
I'd like to apologise to the people of Ireland, Darlington and Wales. And Scotland. I noticed you finally come to Montebello Park Club.
So I had a... bit of a showbiz encounter yesterday morning at breakfast at the Hayfield Manor Hotel Cork.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the band Hall & Oates?
Daryl Hall and John Oates?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
I was at breakfast having a chat with old McIntyre.
Yeah.
And he said...
he's pretty famous. So
he's pretty famous, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, that's... he said, I think that's...
Just as Eeyore, I've heard.
Yeah, that is weird. Student film?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't think I'll be some able kind to of rope thing today.
Some kind of stunt happening.
Okay, getting some shots.
Yeah, it's got to be a film, hasn't
it? I think they went to film us.
Yeah.
He is. The donkey head is there. That's good. That's a relief. He didn't have his head off. He's still on the bench. I'm going to tell you a story about animal heads after your celebrity story.
So McIntyre clocks him and says, I think that's Oates from Hall & Oates. Obviously, there's various jokes about Oates at breakfast, etc.
Yeah.
And then he's there with all his entourage.
He's been in prison. He did porridge, hasn't he?
Did he?
Mum, mum.
There with all his entourage.
I saw it on Newsly.
They'd played the... that's a poor... They played the marquee in Cork, had fun, obviously.
Yeah.
And they're really mellow and cool, you know. You could just chilling out. And then he was next to us, and he sort of gravitated towards our table.
Yeah.
I assumed it was a kind of celeb, because with Michael, everyone knows him, and he usually knows them, so it was a celeb.
Was it Daryl Hall or John Oates?
It was John Oates.
Yeah.
It was, but instead, he made his way to me. I was wearing a velour top with a piped gold sort of arm stripe, which is something that I often rock on tour.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, much to the amusement of McIntyre, who hates it, which only makes me wear it more often.
Of course, yeah.
I tend to wear it on a daily basis. Oates went wild.
When you embarrass the children in the school.
Yeah, Oates went wild for the velour. He was like, what fabric is that? I said, it's velour. He says, can I touch it? And he started touching my arm. I love that. He just really went off on the top.
Excellent.
It was a fantastic breakfast moment.
So not so much Hall &
Oates. McIntyre was consistent. Just gobsmacked. Absolutely, Paul & Oates. We have our title for
that's
the
our
podcast.
Title for this week.
But that kind of thing just gives me so many points for the constant ribbing I take for my fashion when I'm out and about.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like I'm rocking on a different level. I'm with a rock star, so I'm not playing a civilian game.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Really good. Paul at Oaks.
Yeah.
And he came to you for your velour.
Yes, sir, dear.
Velour on tour. Was Daryl there?
We didn't see Daryl, no.
Next time, if you see Daryl, wear some corduroy.
Yeah. Tease him in.
It's the same thing when I met Rockwell, I was wearing sandpaper. It's a texture plus 80 star thing. I love the way when I tried to come up with an 80 star of the magnitude of Fallen Oats, I came up with Rockwell. That's not on the level.
I can go
but
for
I do
that.
Remember I was wearing sequins when I met Michael McDonald.
No can do.
I can see you wearing sequins. Do you mind if I have a run?
So we're rolling on through into the park.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, how are you feeling? Is that initial ache
abated? It goes, yeah, it goes.
Which way are we going, left or right?
We'll go right. We might as well go right and do a little. You good for that?
It's very tempting. Look at that.
Yeah, beautiful. Into the woods.
Into the woods. I can't look at it. I won't take a picture of it.
So I haven't done any real quality training yet post hernia, but I was on the treadmill yesterday.
Yeah.
I did 3 miles. I find it hard to do longer than 3 miles. I mean, it's a bit lazy. Just mentally, I find it difficult.
On a treadmill?
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
I just find it really...
I don't think I can get to 10K.
Yes.
But I'd never go further. And that is absolutely just pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't listen to... I've got no music or anything. I'm just...
No, I would only do that. I'd literally be watching a film to get
right
to 10K.
I did the first mile, warming up slowly, then about 8 minutes. Cranked it up for 7 for the second. And then by the end... Just went through the licks. At the end, I was doing 5:45.
Yeah.
So I just kind of... I quite like doing that when I'm on a treadmill, just continually increasing the pace.
Yeah, see, I can't do that because it just means I'm spending all my time thinking about the controls.
Right.
I just can't. Yeah. I could go mad doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just reminded me, though. Sophie Raworth did a mile race the other day.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, did...
She clocked her 6:04, didn't she?
Yeah, that was great.
I saw that. She's right back on it, isn't she? Variety of distances.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think she'd raced the mile before. She said she really liked it.
It's a great distance. Unusual and sharp, difficult race to run when you've never run one before.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is quite testing.
Yeah. Well, I did it. Did a mile out of my house once, theoretically, as part of my ongoing training.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I had an asthma attack for the rest of the day. Never did it again. And it's really great. Because it's kind of the same principle as a parkrun, but even more so in that it's not a sprint. It's a little bit of distance.
It's not a sprint, bit of a distance, but it's quite. It feels quite sprinty.
Yeah,
but
you have to go flat out.
You've really got to go for it. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
I'll be seeing Raworth and Chen doing the Great North Run, which I'm now also in for in September. So that would be good.
Well,
we did that before, but that was one of my first runs back after the toe break, so
it'll
be slightly more.
I've popped an invite in the post for Raworth and Chan to the old Tonks Big 50th Bash.
Any day now, you're going to go into your sixth decade.
Oh, that smarts,
sorry,
doesn't it?
Sorry.
That is tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough times.
Feels quite confrontational.
Sorry, I should have said...
Yeah, no one says 50... Well, some people say 50 is the new 40, but no one believes them, do they?
Well, I don't know. I think there's something in it.
Do you?
Yeah. Morning.
It's it's middle age, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no getting around it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But in this day and
age... I don't mind being there.
You know, as a part of, you know, average life expectancy, yeah, you're a fit guy doing a hip job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're 50 100 years ago.
No.
In Northallerton?
No. Queuing up outside Club Amadeus.
No, just propping up the bar.
Please. Taboo. Did you see it, please? Did you nip down, please? Did you see it?
Yeah, Norman Collier was in there having a drink. Steve, I think there's something wrong with the mic.
I've got my own pint glass. No, I don't feel too bad about it, but it's a definite...
Do you know what you're going to be? Do you know what you're going to be? 50 years young.
Yeah, that'd be it. That's the ticket. No, it's that continually caring less about people and things, isn't it?
It's so healthy.
In terms of other people's opinions. Obviously, you care about loved ones and
it's
whatever.
It's true. You can't... There's no way you can probably lead our kids to understand. That's it. You just think, yeah, that doesn't matter anymore. Used to, doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
It's a real relief.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're not into it. It's not easy.
No, yeah, there's so many things I'm into, but I'm definitely not into worrying about other people so much.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've been quite good at that stuff for a while, but there's a case we said I should worry a bit more.
Yeah, you're not the perfect target for this, because you never really gave a monkey's about anyone else. Not true. Listen to you coming in that marathon, looking after everyone.
Yeah, oh, no, I love that. No, I love all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fake, I don't care.
Absolutely.
Stop if you want, mate.
Fake, do what you want,
turn
mate.
Turn back.
Yeah.
Tomich it, just head home.
Yeah, yeah. Pull the Tomich.
Give your charity, people gave you any money for charity.
I'll tell you what was sad to see in Wimbledon was, what's her name? What's the girl who's not in the first round, the Japanese girl? What's her name?
I don't know.
Was it Osaka? What's her name?
I don't know.
She'd won the US Open.
Right.
And she was being interviewed. And she was just a big favourite being knocked out. And she just looked so crestfallen. And she had to stop the press conference because she thought she was going to start crying.
Yeah.
There's something very... Tennis press conferences are a little bit different than other sports, aren't they? Because it's such an individual sport.
No, and
they tick them out when they're a bit vulnerable.
Straight after the game.
Yeah.
When they're really feeling it.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's what I love about tennis, is the fact that it's not a team sport. You're watching that
person's
soul out there, the person's personality. Yes.
That one-on-one nature is brilliant, yeah.
Exactly. The doubles thing is fun. But it's because it's a reverse of the form of the thing.
Yeah.
That sense of kind of kinship and support isn't there. It's like someone's talking about coaching, whether coaches should be allowed to coach on court. And this is a player. And I say no, because ultimately, the tennis players...
They've got to try and work them out, haven't they?
You're out there on your own.
Yes. You know,
the mental visualisation should be kind of you on a mountaintop.
Yes, yeah.
With the other player at the other end of the court, and there's just nothing else.
That's one thing I always used to...
I mean, it'd be dangerous if you actually did that.
Yeah.
You'd lose most of the balls.
That's one thing I used to like playing tennis, is working out what's happening in the game. You know, and if I'm losing, what's happening here that I can change? Is there anything I can do? That's the battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see that played out.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
And these top players, all of them can win when they're winning.
Yeah.
They've got to win when they're losing.
Yes,
And do more.
And that's where Serena's good.
She gets better.
Yes,
when they come at her, her best tennis comes out.
Yeah,
and if they do better tennis, she does better tennis.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And also, you know.
Because she's better at tennis.
She's better. She's better and better.
Yeah, yeah.
And also they're so excited about her and Andy Murray doing doubles, but it's nice to see Andy Murray, but it means nothing. I want to see him playing some singles.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, he's saying he might come back, doesn't he, to singles?
Yeah,
he
I think right
seems
now.
To think his body's in decent nick.
Yeah, I think just yesterday he said maybe not the American.
Right.
Open, which is a disappointment. But that's why tennis appeals to us as runners. It's just one person against it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you against your body and the task at hand.
Yeah.
And then in tennis, the task at hand is the other person's game.
Yeah.
Which can get really interesting. Because it's all about
brutal.
How they fit together.
And the interesting thing about tennis is the way these old fellas are still on top, isn't it? And the Giles and the Djokovic's and the Federer's.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guy they showed... Shot of the day yesterday was this guy, grey-haired guy with a beard,
right,
playing in the veteran doubles or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the shot he played, it was incredible. He ran back across court to pick up the ball that's going down behind him.
Yeah.
He's running away, right?
Yeah.
So the net's here.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This corner of the thing. And he got to
back
the
back to the net, yeah.
And he hit it there.
Right.
And as he'd hit it, he followed it around with his body, down the line.
Brilliant,
river.
Yeah. Over his shoulder and down the
line. Oh, my God, it was good.
Yeah.
Are you not coming out? We're going around.
Well, should we go around then back through the...
Oh, yeah. I got the wrong gate.
No worries.
So, yeah. But like you say, Serena Williams is 37.
Yeah.
Which is just, when you see a play, and that's part of it. That's part of individual sporting, particularly tennis, because it's so athletic, but... That's what it is to get older and do stuff, isn't it? You kind of specialise as you age. It's just hard to
know. Yeah, I mean, running...
Which is better.
Yeah, there's kind of...
Look at how you got your sub-3 and your teenage self wouldn't have been able to.
No, you're right, yeah. Well, I think if I'd trained properly at 25, I could have run faster, but my mentality wasn't there to do so. That's right, exactly. Yeah.
You can say that you could physically have done it, but could you have done it? You know, you didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And people
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Some people do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, it was... he was perfect at that time. But tactics in running, it's always a bit moot, isn't it? Because if you're not fit, it doesn't matter what tactics you've got.
Yeah.
But you can harness your energies, isn't it? That's what tactics becomes, isn't it? Working out what condition I am lining up for this race.
Yeah.
So what can I do to get the best out of it? That's what tactics become.
Just using your tools better and better.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And knowing yourself.
Which ones work. I notice it with the musicians as well, like that when older bands and artists make great records, but they're kind of simpler records.
Right.
They might not be hitting those high notes, or they might not be writing... Sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
Writing elaborate symphonic songs. It's just laying out four chords.
Right.
But they'll find a kind of new purity.
Yes.
You know, it's...
Well, I thought that with old Oates, actually, as he stroked my velour.
Yeah.
I thought, what a strange, well, maybe interesting, fun life. They're just playing most of the same songs again and again for the rest of their lives. But
yeah, but with they must find solos on them now.
Yeah, they must find fun. They must enjoy it.
Got to find a joy in it. Exactly.
Yeah, and find different
but
ways of doing it.
They look for people to really inspire them
in
hotel breakfast rooms. I mean, maybe you were Oates' muse.
He's obviously profound.
That was a better version.
That was slightly
muse,
wasn't it? That was better. He's... Let's face it, he was obviously profoundly bored.
Yeah.
Been on the road for years, sees a bit of gold velour, just goes mental.
Yeah.
This guy's on the edge, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, I don't think that tour's going to go to the...
No. Next day.
That's a bit like that bit in...
Hall & Oates cancelled tour.
I've seen Get Him to the Greek with Russell.
I've heard
Brown.
Of it, I haven't seen it.
There's a bit in it where they're having... They're all chasing each other around the house.
Yeah.
But they're all off their heads.
Right.
I can't remember why.
Right.
And in this house, there's a fur wall.
Right.
And during the chase, every time each one of them gets it, they rub the wall.
Right.
You know, oh. P. Diddy's character, who's brilliant. You think he'd be rubbish. He's so good. But he's this absolutely mad manager who's always just trying to... He's like Cato in Inspector Clouseau. He's just trying to push them by bringing the weirdness, you know. So he'll kind of just turn up chasing them and shoot them.
He's a decent actor, old...
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Yeah. He was in that film with... I want you to make me feel good. Can you make me feel good? Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Mrs. Ball.
Yes, he's in that. He's really good, isn't it?
I didn't like that film.
I quite liked it, but I thought he was good.
I watched it on a plane and turned it off.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, they keep coming back. One of them says, I'm going to cover my whole house in this.
Yeah.
And he touches it again. He says, it's like a werewolf. It's like a werewolf. He swears. I didn't swear. So that's what Oates was like with you.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like frothing at the mouth.
Like Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry and Monster's Ball. Yeah?
That's right. So I've
it's
got...
Nice.
We're meeting our people tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes.
Podcast organisers.
Yeah.
The podcast... Sort it all out
for
the next phase.
The way forward, guys.
The next phase.
But also, you're going to New York to scope it out for our next full marathon podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
New York 2020.
Bit of a scouting trip.
This does not constitute a verbal contract.
Yes.
That may or may not happen.
Yes.
But I'd like to
get
do
out there. New York.
But you know what? I've got to run before New York.
What?
Old York.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I'm also excited about.
Yeah.
I think part of it, this connects to what we were saying about age, and doing this 10K in the weekend. I don't know if I can run really fast in summer.
Right.
I think I'm going to get some more pace back as autumn comes on.
I mean, ideally in summer, you should be able to run shorter distances faster. Because the heat doesn't... It's only over time it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So just in terms of your muscles feeling hot and a bit looser, this is the time to do 5Ks, to do the mile runs. And that was what I was going to do till this hernia came in.
Yeah.
That was what I planned, a summer just getting faster on the track.
Yeah, but you did the shortest, sharpest thing of the lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the short shot
under the knife.
So
the summer's good for that. He's feeling better. I'm not feeling it much now.
I did this running like here. Well, I ran from my house through Cloister Park and Finsey Park up the park and walking back.
Yeah.
I was running 7.5 minute miles.
Yeah, nice.
Probably slightly tight on that, more like 7:25.
Right, yeah.
And you know, it's not a hilly run, but it is up a hill.
Right.
And there are little inclines and roads to cross and stuff.
Yeah.
If I can make that kind of pace on Sunday, how am I going to do in my 10K? Very flat, they say, but with corners.
Yeah.
I'll be racing young strangers. What do you think? What's going to happen?
It's hard to say, because what's your recent park runs been? Not necessarily the one you did, but just sort of generally.
Yeah, I had a run of 70%, yeah, which were like around the 20-minute mark.
So you look at your age percentage.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
Yes, yeah.
Coming in sort of just at the back of the top 10% of a given park run.
Yeah.
But then since Leeds, I'm about a minute off that, more like 21.
Right, okay.
But there's only been two of those.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth consulting with the May results.
So I think anything under 43 would be a good run.
Yeah.
Personally.
That's it.
Which is just under 7 minute miles.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah, it is quite fast, yeah. Because you think, got 7 minute miles for a park run, for 10K, is almost 44 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is what
and
I thought.
7 minutes isn't hanging about, is it?
I think if I'm as fit as I would lay claim to be some of the time, I should definitely be getting a sub 45.
Yes.
But my parkrun PB is 41:59.
Yeah.
So that's a big goal.
What, your 10K PB?
10K PB.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a. You know, it's sort of there on the horizon, but it would be a major achievement to crack that.
Yes, I think anything in the late 43s, 44s would be good.
Yeah. So bronze 45.
Yeah.
Silver sub 44. Yeah. PB for gold.
Yeah.
But I think if I get 42 anything,
that would be amazing.
Monster returns.
That would be a really good run, yeah.
I think I did one other PB in the 42-ish realm.
Yeah.
And that was the Crouch M one.
Right.
So that's...
Which is a tricky course.
It's a hilly one.
Yeah. Tricky, so twisty, turny.
We shall see.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see.
A lot of it will be about the start.
Yeah.
How many people and where you start off.
Yeah, they do it in waves.
Right, okay.
And I think I could run the risk of... I mean, I suppose if I'm going to get a good time, I've got to run like 6:45s all the way anyway.
Yeah.
But my risk would be to run out of 6:45s and then just get halfway and think, yeah, I'm really tired.
How about this, yeah. Yeah. But don't be too over-conservative at the start in terms of lining up with...
It's not a marathon.
Yeah. It's not a marathon. It's not a sprint.
What is
it? It's a 10K.
What is it?
10K race, mate.
It's like a 6 mile race.
You used to be quite sniffy about the 10K, didn't you?
Did I?
I remember you saying, oh, it's club runners getting competitive and they're something about the 10K.
Yeah, well, now you say that.
You've changed.
I think that when it comes down to it, the thing that I didn't enjoy,
yeah,
and I was just getting used to, is people racing each other at the end.
Yeah.
That was a very early experience for me. I mean, I think I'd hardly been to... When the first time we did the Crouch End 10K, I don't think I'd done a park run.
Right.
And if I had, I probably just didn't notice people putting on the sprint finish. We were talking about this the other day. It's quite a funny thing. You know when you're in a game and it feels like the other person is cheating?
Yeah.
But all they're really doing is winning.
Yes.
You know? I played chess with my son.
Yeah.
And he suddenly take my queen.
You're like, what?
Oh, what, mate? You spoiled it.
Yeah.
You haven't spoiled it.
Yeah.
And that's
just following the rules, Dad.
I was doing my game show the other day.
Yeah.
And one of the losing teams was getting really sulky. And they were trying to call out the other team for grabbing for points. So and so was unfair. But then in the end, they were just complaining at them winning.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So that's what I felt like. I felt like when I first did 10Ks,
people are
guys around me sprinting in.
Yeah.
It just felt like
they're racing.
A slap.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
Come on, fellas.
You've ruined it.
We did this back there. Yeah.
And they're pacing off me, and that's that. And, you know, and long-term listeners know exactly where I am with this, because on the one hand, I totally understand that now. But on the other hand, I haven't got it. It's not me.
You haven't got the...
Even at my most competitive, I haven't got that gear.
You haven't got the physical change of pace.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel, even feeling being quite sanguine and letting these people do this.
Yeah.
I still feel left out.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I will never be in that club. But yeah, I'm not a soggy.
You do your. I mean, it is always a relief to know that you don't have to sprint.
Yeah.
It's always a relief to know with 200 metres to go that you're in a little pocket.
Yeah.
And there's no one else around.
And I think there's something.
You just float in.
There is a distinction between pulling out another gear and going really fast, which I see people doing. I think, I don't know, you've just got to have your bottling of your power set up in a really sensible way, because otherwise you think, why wouldn't you just running faster earlier?
Yeah, why didn't you just...
But equally...
Too much left in the tank, mate.
But I can. Yeah. I have learned to finish strong.
Yeah.
But that's basically... That's just running at least as fast as I was already running. It's not running super fast to take over that, to overtake that person in front of me.
We had a little go at the last time we did a park run together, didn't we? A slight little.
You talked me in.
Yeah.
But really, it was just theoretical. You're saying lengthier stride.
A couple. This, you know. Sort of a multi-stage surge at the end.
I think that, I did it. I did it the other day. I had that. The thing, it's always more like the New York Marathon for me. Just knowing that the finish is there and pushing all.
Yeah.
All negativity and drooping, just pushing it away and running as hard as you can. But it still doesn't feel like racing. It's finishing strong, two slightly different things. I think when it comes down to it, I came to running at the same time as other people much too late to have a three-dimensional relationship with it. You know, I get that pace of other
people. You don't necessarily associate it with... intense competition, do you?
No, that's right.
And I always did from childhood, so that's always a relationship I've got with it. You know?
And I know that, you know, if you're running next to someone and you finish at about the same time at a park run, it's nice to turn around and shake hands. You know, because your two runs have become interrelated.
Yes, yeah.
But that's I get it, it's all good.
So this is really...
And also, coming into the second half of 2019, and, you know, heading towards your sixth decade, it's interesting to go back to the beginning. I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
Is that too hard? It's to be noted that I still really love how hard I've got at the park runs this year.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Yeah, it really helps.
Just doing them all the time gives you...
Yes.
It's a constant barometer. Sometimes it's a reminder that you're not as fast as you were 2 months ago, or you've got faster, or just how you feel at that moment in time.
It's just nice to have a little sharpener, and all the time they're really good training runs.
Yeah, and it's like comedy, isn't it? You always say to those young comedians, don't talk about a gig, talk about your gigs. You know, you need to be in a bunch of shows and getting the overarching impression of what's happening in your comedy. And I'm pushing... I'm hoping to get my 50 park run t-shirt by the end of the year.
50.
I should try and I wonder if I can do 5 more park runs before your birthday.
Yeah. Before my 60th. My sixth decade. That really is a big one, isn't it? The big 60.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it yet.
No, I'm not, no. But I've got mates on the way in. Because I'm sort of like the youngest, one of the youngest out of the wave of my mates.
Yeah.
A lot of them had their 50s a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Some 4 or 5 years ago.
We all remember because those parties were good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really
Some people are still out.
Yeah, they were really
I think Julie's still asleep in someone's house.
It's quite funny. We woke Julie this morning. We were at Cork Airport. Didn't realise how I'd done it. Managed to ring a FaceTimer at like 26 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I couldn't turn it off. We were just there just trying to stop this FaceTime thing. Knowing that we're waking up, and suddenly she's there, obviously half asleep.
Yeah.
We were just really, we were just laughing. It got so hysterical.
Brilliant.
She thought we were coming back after a night out.
Yeah.
Because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Little did she know, we got to bed at 11:30 for 5 hours sleep. Because that's how we roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping...
Well, you know, Judy, though, she's a man-eater.
Yeah.
Ooh, wake her up. Call her up at 10 to 6. That was your mate's songs. It's one of your mate's songs.
Yeah, I know, one of the velour guy. What was that?
Black dog coming out of the woods.
Black dog.
So this is the kind of place. So you're coming down the park and walk to your house.
Yeah.
Like when I was doing my run the other day.
Yeah.
I'd get to here and think... Finish strong, you know.
Yeah. This
just get the strides as long as they'll go.
This is
get the chest up and come in nicely.
Because this is slightly downhill section, isn't it? It makes you want to stretch out a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And go a bit faster.
That's why I always use this for the old negative split.
Yeah.
And again, see, I'll get one, but there's seconds in it. Right. If a real other person was racing me on it, they'd win.
Yeah.
Marginal gains.
Yeah, it's a lovely little stretch of path.
Really good. He's going well.
So I've got a meeting with with the book people tomorrow about photos for the book.
Oh yeah.
Which is quite
fun. When do you need me?
Well, no, their photo's already there.
To come down for the
photo? That one of you standing, or is it running? It's had to. You'll be in it, mate. Don't you worry about
that.
You're
the one who looks like a standing cloud. Yeah. You thought you were like a silver streak, but actually, it's like a puffy mist, but fat mist. Yeah. Misty shoulders right in the ears. Like your arms come out of your ears.
So I'll be, and also photos, having a look at their ideas for the front cover.
Yep.
Very exciting. And that's the...
Can you tell us anything? Do you know what?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I literally haven't seen it.
It's very exciting. When's that meeting?
You what, mate? It's tomorrow after the...
You've got some serious meetings tomorrow.
I've got serious meetings tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, great.
And then after that, I've got a meeting about the party. I'm going to the venue.
Great.
It's all on tomorrow.
Is the party all set? Have you got it all set up?
Yeah,
Hall & Oates playing.
It's all set up. Well, he is now.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
No, it's... we got the venue invited. We've done the thing of inviting loads, way too many people.
Good.
In the knowledge that only half will turn up. We're at that stage of worrying about numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm away for a good 10... away for almost 2 weeks before it, so
you'd
I'm not going to
be... in the Americas.
Yeah, too involved with the planning.
That's great. So good. Sorry I won't be there.
It is a shame.
It is a shame. It won't be the same.
But it's... it's not great time. There's a few comics will be at Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's not great timing for that.
I saw Carl Donnelly the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Talking of comics will be at Edinburgh.
He'd done an advert on Twitter, hadn't he?
Yeah, and I did a gig with him on Saturday afternoon. We did a festival in Chelmsford.
Oh, yeah.
Chelmsford Fling.
Fun?
It was great, actually.
Yeah.
Those gigs, you know what they are.
Because you never know what they're going to be like.
Yeah, and they're not easy. There is
no.
Because you're in a big... Not echo is the wrong word, but a big, interestingly acoustic tent.
Yeah.
People wandering in and out.
Mm.
Sound spill from other parts of the site.
Yes.
They did have... It was Tony Law was on. There's lots of people there. Apparently, after he finished, they all went away.
Right.
And Charlie Baker was on, and he had to, like...
Oh, that's hard work, isn't it?
Men and the dog, but then that's hard. Built a crowd.
Right.
And then between them and me, they had the final of Essex New Comedian of the Year.
Right, okay.
I just think that is brutal.
Yes.
Those guys.
Yeah.
They just shouldn't have to be doing that gig.
No, they shouldn't, no.
It's not the right gig.
It's tough if you're a seasoned pro, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a
job of work.
Yeah.
And I really felt for them.
Yeah.
And you can't explain to them,
It's not like this.
It's not like this.
Yeah.
This is not the situation, you know. They're all good. They've won that competition to get to that point.
Yeah.
But as young, up-and-coming comedians... What's good about that act is very writerly, you know. So
yes.
They're just assuming that they'll be in a room with walls.
Yes.
With everyone listening.
People listening and some focus, yes.
And that's a reasonable thing to
expect. They haven't developed the kind of busking skills sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whereas I kind of, before I hit the stage, I love playing. Generally, if there's an acoustic issue and the kind of venue where people say it's a bit of a music venue, like some of the rooms on the circuit, it just really suits my act.
Yeah.
Because I wish I was a band.
Yes,
sound systems and stuff. But even before I got on stage, you got all that, and I'm kind of picturing myself with full grinning face. I'm kind of bounding around in a kind of into the audience crouch.
Yes,
I'm going to be selling this.
You've got to play this, yeah.
Anyway, it was good, it was nice. Have we finished?
Yeah. Yes.
How do you feel? How are you doing?
I feel all right. I feel like my legs are a bit heavy.
How far have we gone in
I reckon
theory?
We've gone about 6.8.
5.88.
Have we? Okay.
Someone said the other day, how can you just stop there? I mean, should we go and get the 0.12?
I'm not like that. We're not like that, are we?
We're
not like that, mate.
We're just not like that. We're not bothered. 5.88 miles.
So we'll do the PBs the next one.
Yep.
And that was great. People getting in touch, people giving me little tips in terms of
how to recover from this hernia, which is really kind of
really
them.
Nice.
We appreciate it when people reach out.
Yeah,
it's always very kind.
Some great pictures as well. People did really gorgeous summer runs out there.
Yes.
And I didn't. It was nice going back and producing our last one. The you know, around Clissold Park and the reservoirs. It was just such a joy.
No, it is nice.
That was when the summer began, really.
It's been a funny little summer, hasn't it? Because it hasn't quite bedded in yet, has
no,
it, properly?
No, even at the moment, even people are like, ooh, it's raining and stuff. But I just love going out of the house with just a T-shirt on.
Yes, no, it's great. It's great. No, idiot. What kind of idiot would do that? And if...
I'm talking of things, though. If you've got any thoughts about my 10K and you're like an early... This is one of those ones where you're going to hear this on... You could be listening to this on Friday, Saturday, and I'll be doing the run on Sunday. So please get in touch if you've got any thoughts. Cause, you know, new mantras, good songs to listen to. That's right, I'll be listening to headphones.
Yeah. Can you do that at the Shoreditch?
Yeah, they don't even know.
Right.
I think they're recommending bone shockers or whatever it is.
Right. Nah, that should be good fun. That'll be right, life. And you'll be aiming for the... You've got actually 3 goals for that one. And I'm still just... I have been planking every day, which is something.
How long do you plank for? Just an hour?
I'm taking it easy. I'm about 2 hours 15 at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
With weights, of course, weights on my back. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You just put a film on them.
No, I'm just...
working up towards JFK.
Yeah, I'm just working through some box sets. No, a minute at the moment. I'm on a minute.
Yeah, good.
But try to do them well. Try to pinch myself in a little bit.
That's what someone said the other day. They said, how long do you plank for? And I told them how long I plank for. And they said, oh, that's really impressive. Or you're doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Thanks,
thanks for the diss.
Yeah, I'm fully back on and trying to increase my plank
this
week after not doing it at all last week. And
right.
As a result, I can feel a distinct ache in the... what are your top ones under the rib cage just here? Yowza.
Are they really?
Yeah. They're your muscles.
The musk.
I think they're the muscles.
We must work our muscles. Running
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.